one of those, the Boron Shetach Liu Shai. Everyone knew exactly what everything was going to be, and that's.
Okay. So let's go back to the Rambam. That's the Bir Allah. Okay. So he says, so they started counting Shemitah after 14 years. V'sheva shonim osu v'kibu shorach v'sheva shonim v'chilik nimtzus oimer v'shna sholosh v'chamech meyos v'alofim. If you have a pencil paper, it helps. In the year 2503 Le'yitzira in the year 2503 right, 2503 Le'Yetzira. They started counting for Shemitah. Now, let's see the Derech Emunos of Kotem Chesh. Yetzias Mitzrayim Matan Torah was in 2448. Kedisu B'Seid Royal. Mavur Rarashi Avoy Gezor Daf Tesla Manalaf Achezben Me'apsuk. Omnom, this is very important. If you might come across a one-year discrepancy in different Svarim, so Chaim explains now. Cheshbon Zem Masko, when you say 2448 with Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's counting Adam HaRishon as year one. That's year number one is when Adam HaRishon was created. Masko Mishnei from the years of Adam HaRishon, Adam HaRishon Nivra B'Yom Vav, Yosef B'Yom Rosh Hashanah. Let's just assume for the ease of Pshat that that's Tishrei and that's Rosh Hashanah. Nimsa, though, that Yetziras Olam was 5 days before. And that's called Shana Shel Tohu. In the Gemara, and the Rishonim, and the Poskim, Shana Shel Tohu. It's very nogea, the Molad. When we figure the Molad, we count the Molad of that year. We imagine a Molad stretching back when the world didn't exist yet. Al Koponim, but those 5 days, we certainly count for a year. Mishum Shemitzis Hashana Kekula. Nimsa Imoinim Liyatsira, so it's quite common that you come across a 1 year discrepancy. So realize that you talk about Liyatsira and Adam HaRishon, and that's your 1 year discrepancy. So if you're counting Shanim Liyatsira, you would call Yetzias Mitzrayim in the year 2449. It's 2449 Lebriya Sa'olam and 2448 for Adam HaRishon. Abul Khan in this Rambam, Hachezben Hoylech Mishnei Adam HaRishon. Okay? Then he had 40 years Shoyu B'Midbar, so now you have 2488 and 14 years Shekivshu B'Chilkul, so you're holding by 2502. Nimsa Shebenas 2503. From Yetzira. Rambam is talking about Yetzira, so that's why he says 2503 Li Yetzira. That's the 5 days before the Marishon. Hischilu Limnos.
They added the year.
What?
They added the year.
Yeah, it's just a question of the name of the year.
But the Mitzvah year, they didn't count. Mitzvah Shana, they didn't count.
They did. Adam HaRishon is now year two. If you count Li Yetzira, Adam HaRishon now starts year number two. Rosh Hashanah. Any Me'achar Moilin Adam HaRishon Shishona Shni Ali Yitzira Yitzchilu Limnos. So in the year 2502 to Adam HaRishon 2503 Li Yitzira. V'osu Shnas Eser b'chamesh meos liyitzira. Help me out here. Osu shnas eser b'chamesh meos liyitzira. Shnas achaz v'esrim. Mishu nikwasu l'oretz shmita. Osu shnas eser. What's that? Osu shnas. He's not counting 2000. Okay. So the 503. So 509. So 509 La Adam HaRishon, which is 510 Li Yetzira, which is the 21st year after they entered Eretz Yisrael, that was Shemitah. Okay, so it's either 510 or 511. year 21 after they enter Eretz Yisrael is Shemitah, right? Year number 15 is year number 1, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21 is year 7. Umonu Sheva Shemitos, they counted 7 Shemitos. The Kitchu Shnas HaChamishim, year number 50 was Yovel, and now you're holding by year 64, Mishenichnasu La'aretz. Okay, good. Gimel. Yovel was year number 50.
And the next year?
He's not, well, the Rambam's going to pass, is passing like Rabbonon, that we're going to go through that fashion. Shiva also Yovelim. Okay, so now they're in Eretz Yisrael, and they're counting, and year number 64 is the first Yovel. Okay, Shiva also Yovelim. 17 Yovelim, Monu Yisrael, Mishenichnasu La'aretz, Va'atsheyotzu. Now, let's see Rav Chaim here. Sherei Abayis Nivneh, the Beis HaMikdash was built, Kishnas Tov Pei, year number 480, Litzias Mitzrayim, Kimapurish Tepasu. Ubayis Rishon Omad, 410 years. Take away 40 years that they were in the Midbar. Nimtza, Mishenichnasu La'aretz, Al HaChurban, is 850 years, which are 17 Yovels. Ba'afal Gav, that the first 14 were not counted in Yovels, which goes to Rabbeinu Ba'alocha Akademis, right? The first 14 years were not counted. Mikomagom, it's okay to call it 17 Yovelos, right? When you say, you talk about the total, they were in Eretz Yisrael from when they entered to Bechurban Bayis Rishon, was 450 years, so that's 17 Yovelos. I hope 17 times 50 is 450. Avol Gav Shadayin, Shehushir Yud Zayin Yovelos, it's just a mathematical way of referring to it. Avol Gav Shadayin Lomonu, the Yudal of Harishonos Yovel. Okay.
Wait, but then there was no Yovel,
there weren't the Poyel 17 Yovelos.
But you can't count that year, we're trying to figure
it out. It's 17 50 year periods. You say there were 17 Yovels, it's another way of saying there were 17 50 year periods. There were actually 16 Yovels.
No, but we're not counting the extra Yovel.
I'm standing in Shemitah
now, next year
is
Yovel, I have another
8 years
from
Shemitah. Well, I don't know what you're coming to say.
Okay.
We just, Rambam says there were 17 Yovels, which are Nichus Eloritz, Achayotzu. Rav Chaim, two points that have to be made. First of all, there weren't Bapoyal 17 Yovels because the first 14 didn't count. So, and second of all, Mishigolu Aseres HaShvatim Botlu HaYovels. From when the Aseres HaShvatim were Nigla, was sent into Golos. We'll have an Halacha Ches. So Mikomokom, but they kept counting 50 year cycles, the Rambam Shita is. We paskin that year number 50 doesn't count, right? We paskin that start counting the new counting of Shemitah in year number 51. So even when Yovel was Botel, when the Aseres HaShvatim went into Golus, from then till the Churban Bayis Rishon, we'll see there were different tkufos. But certainly from there till the Churban Bayis Rishon, Yovel wasn't knowing, but it was a blank year. Shemitah, the counting of Shemitah, year number 1 of the next Shemitah, was not now year number 50, just because Yovel wasn't Noheg because of the Golas Aseres HaShvatim. That's called Monu Yovelos L'Kadesh Shemitah. That's the Gemara's Lashon. They still kept counting the year of Yovel in order to, and kept Shemitah in its proper place. In other words, in Lomdus you'd say Yovel doesn't dissipate. It's a Kedushas Yovel is not Noyeg, but the year is still year number 50, and the next year is year number 1 of the new Shemitah cycle.
What did they do with Trumas
and Maisus? What did they
do
with Trumas and Maisus? It could be a Rosh Hashanah, like what do you do? In Rosh Hashanah, in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, you have cases where because of Lakita and Chanota and such things, you could have a chiyuv of maisus in year number 7, and there's a machlekes there in the Gemara, whether it's maiser sheni again or maiser ani again, or you know, what to do exactly. Okay, Kshechazru, Bimei Yoshiyahu, we're going to go with that the Aseres HaShvatim came back, Bimei Yoshiyahu, Chazar Din Yoivel, V'loi Botol HaMinyan Shemonos, everything just kept going. Okay, back to the Rambam. So there were 17 Yoivels, meaning 17 times 50, Mishenichus Olos Rashi Yotzu. V'shona Sheyotzu Bo, Shechor V'abayas Bo Rishona, Motzoi Shvi Yosoysa. It was Nechav on Tisha B'Av. Matzoi Shviyas means it was year number 8. The year number 8 is referred to as Matzoi Shviyas most of the time. Okay, so now Rav Chaim explains. And it was the 36th year of the Yovel cycle. Right, if you didn't count the first 14. So it's the 36th year of the Yovel cycle. So I'm in Tez Zion now in Rav Chaim. Sheshnas Yovel in Oilam Me'aminyan. When she goes with Rabbeinu B'Somach Halacha Zayin, we pass him like Rabbanon that the year 50 doesn't count. Lufisha Yudal Hashanim HaRishonim L'mona Yoivlus, so it's Chaser 14 years L'Hashvanas HaYoivl. Nintza Shevishnas Lamed Vav, year number 36 of the Yoivl cycle, Chorav Abayis. V'hi Hoysa Motzoi Shviyas, it was year number 8. Shelamed HaShana, 35 years, is evenly divisible by 7. So year number 36 is year number 8. Okay. Sharbat, now the Rambam says 410 years Omid Bayis Rishon. Tivan Shechor of Abayis. Botel Minyan Zen. Says Rav Chaim, Sukkot Yud Zayin. V'loimonu bo'is and shonim. Now they're in Golos after the Churban Bayis Rishon. They stopped counting. Lo Shmitim v'lo Yoivlos. They didn't count the years. If Shemitah was one that said Drabonon, but then when he goes through all that, Linux Shemitah below Yoivil, there was no Drabonons yet of Shemitah, so there was no more Shemitah process, no more Yoivil, and no. It already hadn't been Yoivil, even though he says it came back in Yeshio. No Shemitah, no Drabonon, no nothing. So that's it. Bottom in Yenzen. Back to the Rambam. Mishabotla, Nishara Oretz Hareva Shivim Shana. Right, we talk about the 70 years of Golus. V'nivne b'yishen, and the second base of Mikdash is now rebuilt, and it stood for 420 years. Now,
are we counting?
Wait, let's look around. V'shona hashviyas mi'binyano olo Ezra, v'hi habia hashniya. 7 years, if you learn Nehemiah, Ezra, Nehemiah, whatever, so Ezra came up. The Gemara learns out in Mikroi that he came up in year 7. The second base of Mikdash is standing for 420 years. In year 7, after it's built, again, the Oretz, it has no Kedusha yet, so to speak. Ezra, right, the Kedusha Rishayna is bottled, at least according to that one, the Umran, that's certainly the way the Rambam passes, that Kedusha Rishayna, Kitchel Lashaita, below Kitchel Lashavlavo. It was Ezra and Biashnia. Right, so he came up in year 7, right? The Beit HaMikdash was going to stand for 420 years. In year 7, he came up. I'm reading from the Rav Chaim in Sukkot and Yudches. K'mashikot Rabbeinu Peret Yudbeis, Halacha Tezvav. V'hizchilu limno shmitim v'yavos. V'hi abiyah hashniyah. Shador shu chazal, shabiyah rishayna, shabiyah shniyah, shabiyah rishayna, that there was a Kiddush Haaretz. So now they start Umishona Zu, year 7 of the Beis Hamikdash, Hischilu Limnois Minyan Acher. Now they're starting again, they're in year number 1. Year number 7, therefore, of the Beis Hamikdash is year number 1 of the Shemitah cycle. For Osu Shnas Yud Gimel Lebinyan Bayesheni Shemitah. So year number 13 of the Beis Hamikdash existing is now Shemitah. Umonu Sheva Shemitos. The Kitchu Shnasa Chamisha. And we'll see in a moment. Lola Inyan Linuk Dina Yovel, because the Rambam Shita is, unlike a Benutam Shita in Toises and Gittin, that there was no Yovel in Bayas Sheni, because it wasn't Kol Yoishveha Oleha, which is a necessary requirement for Yovel. And therefore, probably Shmita was the Rabbonon. I'm not sure what the Rambam Shita is, I don't want to say. So let's just see what it does say. So they started counting, and year number 13 is Shemitah. They counted the Kitshu Shnasa Chamisha. Afal Pi Shalom Hoysa Shom Yoivel Babaya Sheni. Same thing. Kitshu Yoivel Lekadesh Shemitos. Moinim Hoyu Oysa Kadesh Shemitos. even though there was no yovel, she gozer al yovel, she midrabanan. In other words, they didn't make yovel. She gezer shen ro that tzivi yachalamet ba, because it's 2 years in a row. Mashma from this that the shmita was the rabbanan, but still monin hoyu also gedei lekada shmitas. She al shmita gozer by yasheni midrabanan. Kidal kamon halacha tes. So the same thing that you had at the end of the Bayis Risho, you had in the beginning, you had the whole Bayis Sheni. They're counting year 50 as a blank year because the Shemitah cycle is still 7 years of seven, seven cycles of seven, and year number 50 is a blank. So they had to count the Yoylus. The Rambam's Loshon is really Kitshu Shnasa Chamisha. Interesting Loshon. Because it wasn't Nohe, but he uses the Lashon Kitchu here. Actually, in the previous halacha, he only used the Lashon of Manu, I believe. One of them, Manu. No, he said Kitchu there. No, he doesn't say there exactly what. Okay. Good, let's go back. So you have to delay the Cheshvan Hashmitos. They were always. Because they were mono yogas for Kaddish Shemitah. We'll see about that. Oh, that's the Rambam Shita. Okay. We're going to see. Okay, so again, the Rambam says the year 50 was a blank. Look at Rav Chaim, we'll see. Chav Gimel. Das Rabbeinu. Sha'abayas Sheini Chorav Bishnas Tokhov Lebinyono. Year number 420 was the Churban Habayas on Tisha B'Av. For us, Hoysa Shvias. Not like the first bias that we said it was Chorav Matsoy Shvias Hoysa. So, in the first bias, it was Tisha B'Av of year 8. The Rambam Shita is that on the second bias, it was Tisha B'Av of year 7 of Shemitah itself. It was year 8, Kenitzkel El. Avakan, even though the Loshon, the Gemara's are stickled the same, Bishnas 420 Shebohaya HaKurban in Av, in Chaydish Av, Hoya Shvias. Umikomakom korelei lishnas tovchof aleph shnas achurban kedu meforish rabbeinu shetchilosu mitishre shachar achurban kishnei chadoshim shrebitishim of necher vabayis shrei mitishre hu aminyo lishmitim of the other. What's a line there? Avu shnas achurban korei minitzon ad niso v'lachei korei lishonish achur achurban shnas achurban v'fi shehizchil minitzon sheobar shoye lefnei achurban. For the kach komar b'gemorah shemotzoi shviyas necherba. It's a teretz. That's why it's called. Okay, let's accept it and go on. Now, ushnas tezvov min ayoydel hachi hoysa. I'm not so good at math, so it's year number 15 of the ninth yoyvel of the second bais. You're not a year, so I'll say yeah. And Rav Chaim and Chavov makes the Cheshem. Shere Abayas Hasheni Yom Atov Chav Shana, 420 years. 400 years is 8 Yovels, because we're counting the Yovels, even though it wasn't Noyed. So there's 20 years left over. 6 years, remember, Ezra was not Mekadosh at all. He was Mekadosh year number 7. So that leaves 14 years. So Shana Sha'achar HaChorbon, Shona Acher HaChorbon, Hishnas Tezvov, Mi Ayoybel Hachi. Ulufi Cheshbon Zeh, Shona Zu, this is the Rambam now talking, Shehishnas 1107 Lechorbon, Shehishnas Shmoinim Vishiva Ve'elef, Barba Meos Lenin and Storos. Okay, let's not count that. Here's what we want, Shehishnas Shesh Ushloishim. This is the Rambam talking now. He's writing Elach HaZakah. He's saying this year, this is not how we pass him, by the way. We're going to see in the next halacha, this is not how we assume. The Rambam is being very mathematical. This year, which is 4,000, 4936, which is 1107 Lechurban, this is Shnas HaShmita, and it should be the 21st year of the Yovel cycle. Rav Chaim of Kotnachov Zion, Shishnas Elif Umeyav Shevelech, and Mitzorif Lo Od, 414 years of the Bayah Sheni, from when they started counting, Harei Elif V'Tov Chof Alif, Elif V'Tov Yordin B'Nun Nun, right? Nishar Chof Alif Shonim, Nimso Shnas HaChof Alif Hishmito. Okay, I'm skipping about the Shtoris. Shehi Shnas Lamed Vav, 4,936 Liyatzira. Sherei Bishnas, Shnei Alofin, 2,510 Liyatzira. Liyatzira, not Adam Arishon. Also Shmita Rishayna, I guess we said that. Which is a 21st year mission, Nikmasula Oretz, Gidden Eskaliel, Halacha Beis. Hoysef Alein, Oid, 419 Mibinyan Abayis. Shabinyan Abayis, Hoyer Mishnas, Shin Peli, Tzios Mitzrayim. Take all 40 years in the Midbar and 20 years for the Shemitah Rishayna, that leaves you with 419. 410, Omar Abayis, 70 years of Golos Bovel. 420 years of the second base of Mikdash. 1107 Shalachra Korban. So we're holding in 4,936. Why? Shemona Yovel is the Kaddish Mitan Gan Achar Korban Hasheni. Even after the Korban by Hasheni, they kept counting cycles of 50 years, with year number 50 of length. The Chimit Shemona Bufnei Abayas Sheni, Ches Yovel is the Yudalit Shona, which is 414 years. So if you add on to that another 1,107 the Churban, so that's 1,521 and 1,500 so 1,500 goes off, right? 50, so that's at least 21 years. Ulefiza Hayom, Shushnas, 5,000, now Rav Chaim's talking, 5,000 Tovshin Nun Haley at zero. Now you know when he wrote the Sefer. Harei Noisav al Cheshvan Rabbeinu Liyatzira, another, since the Rambam wrote his Sefer, it's now 909 years. So if Shnas Rabbeinu was Shnas Chafalaf Liyoyvel, so you add 21 years to 909. So now you're holding by 840. Take off 440, which come off in blocks of 50. So there's 40 years left. So Shnas Tovshin Nun Vav is Hey Lishmita Lefi Cheshbon Zeh. Now, Sifhei. Abel Kol HaGoyinim Omru. This is what it says. This is logical. Abel Kol HaGoyinim Omru Shemesoyrasi B'yadehem Ish, Ish, Ish Mipi Ish Shalomonu Ba'osan Hashivim Shana Shebein Churban Ba'yasvishan Ubinyin Ba'yasheni El Lishmitas B'levad B'lo Yovel. That in the years between the Churban by Yisrael and the Churban by Yisheni, the Goyim had a Messiah. That in those years, of the 70 years, they counted only Shemitahs, but they did not count year number 50. V'chei mishachor ba'achrona lo monu shnas hachamishim. The Goyim hold, right? El sheva sheva b'levad mizchila shnas hachurban. V'chein oyle b'gemora avoydus al zeh cheshmen zeh shehu kabol. If you learn the Gemara by the Zaradav test, we're not going to go through the Gemara. There's a Gemara, a cryptic Gemara, which has many, many pshatim in the Rishonim. So the Rambam holds that Gemara brings out the Rishonim sheet. It's on the test of the Zohar. Rav Chaim quotes it in Sifkot Lamedal. Haimanda lo yoda v'kamrishnei b'shvua hu oimid. Like how you can tell what year of Shemitah you're in. So there's a cryptic Gemara, so that's okay. So halacha vav, ushna Shemitah yaduahi, umefursemes. Eitel ha-gaon ha-manshe Yeretz Yisrael. V'kulam lo'imonu elu l'shnei churban v'shlichen oso sheva sheva. Not year 50. U'l'fi chesh ben zeh. Tishana zu, shishnas sheva umeya ve'elat l'churban, motzoi shvias. Right, Reb Chaim goes through the chesed. 1,006 is divisible by 7. It leaves 1 year, so that's year number 8. When you see motzoi shvias, always think year number 8. Ulefi zeh, Reb Chaim says, shnas tov shin nun hei lelef hashishi, shenoysev al cheshbon rabbeinu 840 years. 800 is divisible by 7. So tov shin nun hei is year number 8. V'chein min hagenu.
What?
What?
It is.
Right?
I'm not even.
Well, 800
not divisible by 7.
440 divisible by 7. I hope so. What? It's not?
840.
What? 840. What did I say?
No,
840. I'm sorry, 840. 840 divisible by 7.
Yes.
Yeah. So Toshin Nun Hei is year number 8. Where are we now? Toshin Samach. Tamach. We're in Toshin Samach Ches is Shvita. That means Toshin Samach Tes is going to be year 8. So Toshin Nun Hei, yeah, probably works out. Listen what he says. There's a very important Rambam. Al Zeh Nusonchin, even though the Rambam held, we went through the whole Rambam, right? It's like a year. I don't know how many years it comes off yet, but I mean, it could be only 1 year different.
Yeah,
1 or 2 years. And we follow the Goyim. And listen to what the Rambam says. It's good to listen to this. The Rambam's logic. Right? He said logically, he held like this, but the Goyim had a Kabbalah and a Masorah. And that's what we follow. Ubehen roi li tolos, and we follow them. Now, the Chaim Gadol brings down, this is the Rambam, this is the Goyim. You have a list in Tziyun HaHalach and Sukkot and Lamed Beis, Tosfos Avodah Zarah Daf Tes, Turchei Shemishpat, Bikurkus, Rashi, V'das Hagro LaHachmer Kebeis HaShitos. Now, how many? What is the discrepancy between the Rambam and the Gaonim?
Either one.
It comes. What?
Depends. How many years were supposed to be in the 7 years?
But you can tell from. I mean, you just have to look at the Rambam. The Rambam said, "Tovshin."
Yeah. No, 36.
Want to
change
that
40 years?
There'll
be another
day of
discrepancy.
Oh right. Yeah, the chayra. Another day of discrepancy. Well, that's why now you know why the Gordon moved there itself.
Well, it could be the right now one before Yodel. Every 30 years,
you're back. Catch up?
Yeah, it's when you catch up.
But that's what he says. Ben Roy, Adel Dishesh, Mikomoko Moskimo Ha'achroinim. Das Rabbeinu Bechem Posuk Ha'chazanish. Like, if that. Look at the Tziyun HaHalach and Lamed Gimel. I'm because of Mishish Ken Aminah Gaposhet, like the Goinim. Kachkozov HaRadvaz, the Kachkozov HaKreisi who plays here, I think. The Kachkozov HaRamban, the Chedish Yeran. Tur, Sheshnas Tov Tov Kuf Samar Gimel Hishmita. Okay, so that's Lamed Dalet, is the Chazanish. Shekivin Shenoagu Kachros Rabbeinu Ein Lozuz Mehaminah. You know, you should not be Machmir. B'chayim b'chazanish shom soitzim b'chof aleph sheyeshomim shechach meitzvas echrimu shelo yachmiru b'zeh rak kedas rabbeinu. They should follow the Rambam in his Masoira from the Goyim. So that's where it comes from. So that's again assuming that there was no more Yovel counted only after the Churban, but in the last years of Bayis Rishon, they did count Yovel as a blank year, right? Because they could have come back, especially if you hold that they came back with Yeshayahu. So certainly, I mean, it made sense to keep counting it. What? I don't know. I have to go through the Maromokaimus. The Rambam also, it's not for the Masorah held. Not like that. He said, in learning the Sugyas of Gemara, he held not like the Gona. It came out not. Okay, you know, in the remaining minutes, I'll just say very quickly, because it's not why Shvias with the Rabbonon. I think I really went through this already. First of all, there are shitas that the Kedusha Shniya is also bottle. That's reason number one. The Rambam Paskins, Kedusha Shniya is Kayam. It's really Machlokes Tano. Kedusha Rishayna bottle, Kedusha Shniya Kayam. Famous Rambam, what's the chiluk between Rishayna and Shniya? The first one is Adi De Kibush, bottle of Kibush, bottle of Kedusha. The second one is through Chazaka, and that remains. Chazaka remains. Why? What's the difference? Why is this Chazaka that Kibush? This is all the Achrenim. But others argue, and others hold that the Kedusha Shmiya is also Bata. So that's reason one why Shmita might be the Rabbanon. Okay. Of course, according to that, all Trumas and Maisers and everything, all Mitzvah Tliyas Baris, which are Tali and Kedusha, are Bata. Okay. Reason number two is the Rambam's Chiddush in Hilchas Trumas, where he says that even though he holds the Kedusha Shniya remains, but there's a din by Truma, you need Bias Kulchem. You need all or most of Bnei Yisrael to be in Eretz Yisrael. It's called Bias Kulchem, Kisavau. It rather does not say Kisavau by Truma anywhere. Many Achronim suggest that the Kisavau the Rambam is referring to is by Shemitah, and we extrapolate to Truma. If you learn through Shas, the Gemara only says it by Chala, that even though there's Kedusha Sa'aretz, but you need Bias Kulchem to be Mechuyev and Chala D'Oraisa. The Rambam extrapolates to Truma, and some say the main extrapolation is to Shemitah, and the Rambam jumped to Truma. There's an Indian to go through. Al Kalponim, it's called Bias Kulchem. The Rambam says it by Truma, and the Achronim pointed out that it would be true by Shemitah as well. And that's reason number two, that even if Kedusha Shniya is Kayam, but to be Mechuyev in the Mitzvah, it's you need Bias Kulchem. Rav Chaim Alas Rambam discusses the Lomdisha and the Halachic differences between the din of Bias Kulchem and the din, what we mentioned here, that by Yovel you need Kol Yoshveho Oleho. They're two different dinim, they function in different mechanics, they concern different lekudos, and they have different hashlochot, different nafkaminas lemaisa. Isn't there in the Rav Chaim, the Shemitah v'Yovel, maybe that's something to learn one of these weeks, maybe. So that's, but this is called Bias Kulchem. And not to be confused with Kol Yoshveho Oleho, which is a din in Yovel. And that brings us to reason number three, where Shemitah might be the Rabbanon. And that is that we paskum like Rebbe, that there's a hekesh between Shemitah and Yovel. And when Yovel's not knowing, Shemitah's also not knowing. Yovel's not knowing because for Yovel you certainly need Kol Yoshveho Aleha, knowing where each one. By the way, the Chazanish points out that it's an impossibility b'zman hazeh, because the chalukah of Yehoshua was bottled, and there's going to be a new chalukah when Mashiach comes. So you can't have Yoshveho Aleha anymore. Even if Roiv, you could have Bias Kulchem if Roiv come. But the din of Kol Yoshveho Aleha that you need for Yovel, where each one recognizes where he belongs, is partially an impossibility till Mashiach comes, because there's going to be a new Chalukah, the Chalukah of Yeshua's bottle. So that's reason number one, is the possibility that the Kedusha's bottle, not like the Rambam Shita. Reason number two is the possibility that you need Bias Kulchem for Shemitah also. And reason number three is that there's a hekesh to Yovel, it's hukesh to Yovel. When Yovel's not noheg, so Shemitah's not noheg. There is a halachic possibility that Shemitah is the Araisa nowadays. Just running Kedusha Shniya is Kayam, and there's no din of Bias Kulchem. And we pass them like Rabbonah, not like Rebbe, who don't, they don't hold of the Hekesh between Zedvar, Hashmita, Shomot. So you have the gamut that it might be the Araisa. There are Rishonim, the Niri including, that holds that Shemitah B'Zmanazeh is not even the Rabbonon. It's Amidus Chasidus. This is the Shita and a certain Rishonim, Balatrumas, I think. In the more recent Meiri, they found a more classic Rishon that holds like that, and the Rabbonon never sat in Borgoyzerit. Rav Kook in his Sefer Shabbos Haaretz talks about it, about that possibility that it's not even a Drabonon. Rav Kook suggests that it's just Minik Shanoa Gumei Atzmon. There was never like a Din Drabonon to be Noe Shmita. It's just they did it. It was like a Minik Shanoa Gumei. Akavonim, you have this gamut. The Maskana of the Achrayim is to treat Shmita as a Drabonon. Chazanish Paskin is very strongly that way. And that gives rise to many of the coolers in Shemitah, because we treat it as a drabbana. Okay. Was this a purpose goal? See some dinam and count. You're saying if I do this again, I should make sure there's enough copies for everybody?
No, that's not my point. My point is
reading inside.